Good Friday. Today is December the 5th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take some time today and look out in the backyard and garden as we talk about Christmas tree selection. In particular, we're going to start looking at the different species of trees you may want as a fresh cut tree, whether you cut it down yourself or get it at a garden center. Today, we'll be looking at pine trees after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
We're going to take some time this Friday morning as we look out in the backyard and garden, talk about Christmas trees as we do this time of year, live fresh cut trees, and the different species that are out there. And the ones we want to talk about specifically today are those that fall in the pine family. They include the Austrian pine, the Scotch pine, the Eastern white pine, the red pine, and the Southwestern white pine. All these very popular Christmas trees due to their needle retention as well as the strength of their branches to hold different ornaments and, of course, the smell that they bring. We're going to start off with the Austrian pine, a very long-needled pine, also known as the black pine. It was grown extensively for Christmas trees a number of years ago, but they aren't quite as popular now. The needles are long and stiff. It has a dark green color with heavy, thick branches, which are great for hanging ornaments, and they're spaced at intervals that give you a lot of room to do that. It's been attractive to a lot of buyers in the past because of that needle retention, but it's more difficult to find today. It's actually been replaced by the Scotch pine, which is now the most popular Christmas tree here in Ohio. It's got dark to medium green color as well with those firm branches and good needle retention. The needle's not quite as long, a half inch and a half to 3 inches long, and depending on the way it's sheared, it can look very full, but it's an easy one to find and decorate. The Eastern white pine is more of a fluffy looking Christmas tree, a brighter green in color rather than the darker greens. Excellent needle retention. Again, they're long and soft, actually. They grow in clusters of five. They do have more pliable branches, so extremely heavy ornaments may pull them down a little bit more, but if it's sheared closely, long ornament hooks are used. It's a fragrant tree and good for maybe little kids with the fingers not getting poked so much by the sharp needles. The red pine, it's a tree native to areas in the northeast and north central United States as well as up in Canada, commonly used as a Christmas tree years ago throughout its natural range. Now you don't find them quite as much. Longer needles, dark green in color. The branches are moderately stiff, so it can hold some of the heavier ornaments. And depending on how it is sheared, we'll determine if it has more of an open look to display those. But because they retain the needles for 4 to 5 years, they will appear modestly dense. The needle retention of a cut red pine obviously is excellent because it does hold those needles so long. The last one we'll discuss today is the Southwestern white pine, obviously grown more in the southwest part of the United States as well as Mexico. Needles 1.5 to 3.5 inches long, dark green in color, actually dark green to blue green needles attached to the branches. It is a more common than maybe the Eastern white pine that we talked about. It does have shorter needles and it does hang on to those commonly for 3 to 4 years compared to 1 or 2 for the Eastern white pine. Stiffer branches do provide better support for ornaments, and its natural growth habit allows it to be sheared to a variety of densities. Now, it's only grown by a few Ohio Christmas tree growers. It's an attractive tree, though, with very good cut needle retention. To find all this information about cut Christmas trees, different things to keep in mind, and tree farms in your area, you can go to the website ohiochristmastree.org. That's the homepage for the Ohio Christmas Tree Association. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, staying on the theme of Christmas trees, the U.S. Capitol Christmas tree was prepared for its lighting that took place December 2nd after arriving in Washington, D.C. and the journey from its home state, Nevada. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
Holiday season in the nation's capital is close at hand with this signal. The arrival of this year's U.S. Capitol Christmas tree to the Capitol grounds the Friday before Thanksgiving.
Silver Bell is a 53-foot tall red fir. She was harvested from just outside Reno, Nevada, an elevation of 8,100 feet. So she's a high elevation tree. She's a very unique look and a very Nevada style to her.
Also making Silver Bell unique, according to Christy Buckley of the U.S. Forest Service, it is the first U.S. Capitol Christmas tree representing the state of Nevada. The tree's arrival at the Capitol signaled the start of work by architect of the Capitol Crews to prepare and decorate the tree for the December 2nd tree lighting ceremony.
They'll be decorating, putting all those thousands of handmade ornaments on the tree, those ones that were all made by Nevadans, and getting it ready for that official lighting ceremony. We hope for a big turnout.
In addition to the actual lighting of Silver Bell, the December 2nd ceremony also includes
a young man, a fourth grader from Virginia City named Grady Armstrong. He was the one who won the statewide essay contest, and he'll be able to read his essay at the ceremony. There'll be some speeches, and then it'll be the big 3-2-1, and all the lights will finally light up. It's kind of the culmination of this whole project.
A project well over a year in the making, from the selection of the Silver State as the home of the 2025 Capitol Christmas tree, to choice of the tree itself, to harvest, and its trek to Washington, D.C. after a victory lap around its home state. The U.S. Capitol Christmas tree will be on display through the month of December. And more details about this year's U.S. Capitol Christmas tree can be found online at www.uscapitolchristmastree.com. I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great weekend.